Hello, and welcome to the Facility Executive Podcast, where we discuss the latest trends and strategies in facility design, operation, and maintenance. I'm your host, Jennifer Goetz, the editorial director of Facility Executive Magazine, and today we will be discussing healthcare and hospitality. It's my pleasure to introduce Michael Patterson, executive director of IEHA, Indoor Environmental Healthcare and Hospitality Association, a division of ISSA. He has over three decades of leadership experience within IEHA and holds its highest designation, MRESC, Master Registered Environmental Services Executive. Michael has a master's degree in nonprofit management from North Park University in Chicago. He is past president of IEHA's Chicago chapter and IEHA from 2014 to 2017. Michael, thank you for joining us today.
So to get started, are there different regulations when it comes to indoor air quality in facilities where people sleep? And, you know, if so, what are they and what should facility managers do to ensure that they're adhering to them?
Well, thank you. Yes, there are some vast differences between hotels and hospitals. Typically, hotels are not required to have, for example, air exchanges as it would in a hospital. Hotels are designed more for the comfort side of it and to provide guests and visitors with a place to stay and have fun. Whereas the guests in or patients don't have that same level of comfort, I would say. In a hotel setting, guests have the ability to increase or decrease the air conditioning or heating in their room or suite, whereas the patient in a hospital does not have that type of luxury. The hospital facilities department would play a big role here. So, for example, in most hospitals, patient rooms are required to have an air exchange at least six times per hour. But in a surgical area, they would be required to have 20 air exchanges to ensure proper air exchanges occur to remove contaminants. Simply put, in hospitals, the air has to be filtered and cleaner while inside and being used by patients and staff. It is a facility manager's responsibility to make sure all equipment is working and available. All filters are exchanged consistently, and all areas around the spaces are cleaned thoroughly and with frequency. Facilities, obviously, at that point, has the responsibility of testing for accuracy of the air quality systems, often enough to ensure that the readings are not off. But again, hotels operate differently. And again, with the fact that they have the ability to control their own temperature, they don't have the same level in terms of the air quality that a hospital would have.
Of course, I didn't realize they have to turn the air that much. You said 20 times in a hospital, like in a surgical room. How does that process work? Is that through the HVAC? Is it through, you know, air purification systems? How are hotels and hospitals, I imagine hospitals to a more intense degree, ensuring that this is happening and being done? And what are some challenges they're facing as they're trying to accomplish this?
I'm assuming you're referring to in terms of the air exchange systems?
Yes, in terms of the air exchange systems.
Yes, okay. So, obviously, a lot of that has increased since COVID-19. Obviously, the hospitals operate a little bit of a higher degree of, in terms of their regulations and things. So, the HVAC systems work a lot differently. The air exchanges obviously have to occur in order to keep contaminants out. And so facilities obviously is quite busy with that particular aspect of it, ensuring that the HEPA filters are maintained correctly. The HVAC systems are operating at peak capacity to ensure that the patients are safe.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know you've touched on this, but what are some of the major differences a facility manager has to consider, like different facility managers in a hospital versus a hotel? It's both somewhere people sleep, which is a major consideration, but obviously hospitals have a lot more. They just have a lot more factors to consider, just in terms of not just the air quality, but also the cleanliness of spaces, and ensuring that the spread of germs don't happen. So, if you could talk to some more of the similarities and then the differences that a facility manager of in a hotel versus a facility manager in a hospital may have to deal with.
Well, in a hotel, again, it's more of guests and making sure that the guests are comfortable. So obviously their HVAC systems would have to work well. If there's a breakdown with the HVAC, whether it's in the summer and you're dealing with air, or in the winter you're dealing with the heat aspect of it, that would probably be their biggest challenges. Obviously, in the common spaces, they want to make sure that the air is working well. They want to make sure that the guests are comfortable. If they have responsibility of the grounds here, they're going to take care of the grounds and making sure that's pleasing. But in a healthcare side, it's different because every person that comes into a healthcare building, hospital preferably, let's just use hospitals, you don't really know whether that person has any type of illnesses or whatever, that could be airborne or could be contact or what have you. On the facility side, obviously they want to protect the environment. So they're going to, again, that's why this air exchange systems have to work correctly. They're going to want to make sure that they're working closely with their infection control department, which in a healthcare setting, normally the infection control department, which is typically nurses, and they have some doctors or whatever that are very specific to helping to take care of infections within the hospital, ensuring there are no infections in the hospital. The facility manager is going to work with that particular group. And what do I mean by that? With the infection control department, they have the responsibility of helping to ensure that the HVAC systems are working correctly, even though they may not necessarily be a facility manager that's handling or the system itself. They're going to be involved in it because of the fact that patients are at risk. So they do have some ability to have ask questions, make sure if there's new construction or something going up, they would want to get involved and make sure that the planning is correct as far as HVAC systems, to make sure that, again, they're protecting the patients, the visitors, and so forth.
Yeah, so I imagine there's just a lot of close collaboration with the inspection control department with any changes that happen within a, especially like a hospital facility. This is making me think, how did COVID change or the pandemic kind of change how hospitals operate when it comes to cleanliness? Because there's always been like you said, a relationship between the in infection control department and making sure that people within hospitals are as safe as possible. But would you say that after the pandemic, what would you say are maybe some of the biggest changes that you saw as a result of that time? Or if there were any changes, you think?
Well, I mean, that's a good question. I often tell people, or when I'm doing lectures or whatever, that healthcare cleaning is the granddaddy. for the lack of a better word, just the granddaddy of the cleaning industry.
Yeah.
And why is that? Because it's the most heavily regulated. The cleaning practices and things that are in place now in healthcare facilities have been in place for years. Obviously, with COVID-19, it was an unknown. So it's not, you know, it's not often when you have an unknown that you say, okay, well, is it airborne? Is it, you know, is it a contact? What exactly is it? How do we exactly clean effectively to ensure that we're controlling the environment? So there was obviously some shifts with cleaning time, cleaning frequencies, making sure that the right chemicals and things were selected and appropriately used. Obviously staying in close contact with the CDC and EPA, and other regulatory agencies in order to make sure that we got it right, and the hospitals got it right. And that was big for the infection control departments, because at that point they were put to the test. So as things developed, obviously they had to disseminate that information down to the various departments, especially the Environmental Services Department, to help ensure that it was right. The cleaning was done correctly and appropriately. So what did you see? You saw increased frequencies.
Yeah.
You know, you may see, instead of cleaning certain areas once a day, they may have cleaned that area three times a day or twice a day, depending upon the type of area that it is. But also, not only did they do something in healthcare, but they did the same thing even in hotels, where they began to increase their frequencies of cleaning certain areas, especially those that were high-touch areas. Hand washing obviously became a big factor. Everyone hears about, oh, you have to wash your hands for, it was 15 seconds, but then it later increased to 20 to 25 seconds. In the healthcare side of things, yes, they made some changes. In hospitals, they made some changes, but not as many as you would see in a nursing home or in a hotel or what have you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because hospitals were just obviously more equipped to having people who may be sick coming in, whereas, you know, hotels and like senior living facilities, even if they're, yeah, those illnesses can come in. And I was just reading about how there was some fungus that was going into certain, like, I believe nursing homes. It's called like a
Candida auris. Uh-huh.
Yes, that one. Yeah, mm-hmm. I was just reading about how really scary that sounds and how it's been growing in the US. So it's really put everyone just more on alert to monitor these kinds of things from happening. But now that, you know, the CDC, I believe, recently said that COVID is no longer a healthcare emergency, do you think that a lot of these things, a lot of these changes that were made, not only in hospitals, but also in hotels and maybe senior living facilities, or do you think some of those changes are here to stay?
I do. I really do, because a lot of facilities or entities that were not hospital related, you know, but they cover the various sectors of the cleaning industry, whether it's could be even residential, but the nursing homes, the assisted living facilities, clinics or whatever, they're now, everyone's moving to a more healthcare grade of type of cleaning, where you are changing the frequencies, hitting all of the high touch surfaces. So those things they weren't doing in place. Hotels weren't cleaning all of the high touch surfaces every day, whether it's in elevators, whether it's glass or what have you, where people are touching the glass or the light switches and things. That was never their focus. Their focus was more on making sure that the areas were pristine and were wholesome, you know, where you would feel like you're at home, that type of environment. But that has changed. I mean, they've got to add a different layer of cleaning now to help ensure that they continue to take care of the guests and then make sure that the guests that are coming in feel comfortable knowing that there's an extra layer of cleaning being done.
Yeah, absolutely. And that really, you know, shifting gears to just kind of focus on hospitality for a minute, that really touches on one of the questions that I had about, you know, how are hotels really communicating these extra efforts they're putting into guests? Because, you know, like you mentioned, they had really focused on creating a pristine experience. But, mm-hmm. you know, from what I've seen, the pristine experience now includes that health side of things as well, that feeling safe, that knowing that mm-hmm. you're entering a clean space. So yeah, what are some ways you've seen, you know, hotel facility managers or executives kind of try to promote these efforts?
Well, they've moved to hotels now are moving to, as part of their like brand marketing, a lot of them now are actually showing a picture of some employees that are using certain types of disinfectants or electrostatic sprayers or what have you, and then they'll talk a little bit about it to give the help to give the customer that more of a sense of ease that yes, we are cleaning more frequently. We've added this additional layer by using you know, different type of sprayers or whatever to help mitigate and reduce, you know, the contaminants in the hotel, making sure that the cleaning spaces are being cleaned more frequently. They may even have, you know, show where they have employees that are cleaning certain areas, certain high touch areas, you know, a couple of times an hour. Versus years ago or in the past before COVID, they may not touch it, but once a day, if at all on in a given day. But now they've added that to show that yes, we are cleaning more frequently. We are adding extra layers so that they can continue to track guests to come into the facility, because it was a little bit of a challenge. For hotels, if you think back, you had some hotels were completely empty. You know, when we were in the height of the pandemic, even coming out of the pandemic, and now you're getting the tourism back up. Tourism took a very hard hit, just as EBS going housekeeping did, as well as you know, some of the other lines of service, but. Now that they can show that they are doing these extra layers, cleaning more frequently, you know, I think it'll give the guests more at ease. They'll put the guests more at ease this way.
Absolutely. And it's funny because just saying how you see more employees just being more present with guests and that they see things are being cleaned and how that can kind of give a little peace of mind. I was at a conference recently and I noticed I went into a couple bathrooms and I saw people cleaning just more in general. I went to an office building. I went to, you know, I was in a hotel, like a conference center, and I was seeing it there as well. So I think that's been a great way, at least for me, to feel like, okay, things are being taken care of. And, you know, it feels like it's being thought about. So with that being said, I have read some stuff. I know we had discussed this, but I had been reading some stuff about how more people are opting in hotels to actually move away from having people come into their rooms to do the cleaning. Instead, mm-hmm. that they would rather kind of people, you know, cleaning staff actually stay out until the end of their stay. Are you noticing this trend as well? And why do you think this is happening? And, you know, do you think if it is a trend that it will continue?
Yes. I think it's a trend that's going to continue. And it's for numerous reasons. One, you know, hotels or the tourism industry, as I said earlier, took a little bit of a hit, and hotels are still taking a little bit of a hit in terms of staffing. So with the change, yes, it does give the guests a lot more comfort to know that they can have someone come in. No one's going to come in your space until after they've left. But you also have scenarios where that's a question now that's being asked on the front end when you make your reservation. If you make your reservations online, that may be a question. Would you like your guest room cleaned every day during your stay, or would you prefer that it's cleaned every other day, or strictly at the end of your stay? So you now have the ability to select how you want your room cleaned. You have a lot of old school individuals, and I'm saying the baby boomers, that are more accustomed to having their room clean on a daily basis, especially if they travel a lot. So they'll just say, okay, we'll go ahead and allow the housekeeper to come in and clean. But with a family that's traveling, you're on vacation, you have small kids, or you have some elderly travelers with you, or family members that that are more sickly, they may opt to only have their room cleaned at the end of the stay versus having it cleaned at all. So I think this trend is going to stay. And it also, what does it do? It helps the department because they can staff differently. With the fact that if you have 100 guests that have reservations and only 20 of them selected they want to have their room clean on a daily basis or some type of hybrid, it will help you as far as your staff with their staffing levels and staffing appropriately to ensure that they can meet the guest needs during their stay.
Wow, so it really does sound like a win-win kind of situation where guests can kind of come in and have a more personalized experience of what they're looking for when they have their stay. And then for hotel staff, they have the ability to more effectively utilize staff in a way that's efficient for them.
Absolutely, absolutely. But again, keeping the option, if you just think about it, if you're keeping the option for daily cleaning to be by request, it helps the guests feel like they still have control over who enters their space. So yeah, they can select if they want to do once the every day or once the whole week or just at the end of the stay. So I think it's pretty cool. The other thing I didn't mention a second ago as I think about this is that I think with the fact that traditionally a vast majority of cleaning was done after hours, so the guests did not really see what was going on behind the scenes. With the marketing we talked about a few minutes ago and the fact that they're showing pictures or images of individuals that are actually cleaning, it allows and shows that the hotel is being transparent in how they're cleaning and what they do in order to ensure their guests are safe and feel comfortable coming into a clean and wholesome environment. I do believe that transparency will go a long way to help people feel and to be more comfortable with their surroundings, knowing that they are it's being taken care of, and that their safety is really important to the hotel.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think transparency is one of the most important things right now that a lot of people are focused on, especially, given that a lot of what facility managers do are kind of I spoke with somebody once who told me, essentially, you're not really going to notice what a facility manager does if you're just a guest walking into a building, unless something is kind of off, like it's too hot, or, you know, things are falling apart or things like that. For the most part, you go in and you admire the building and you don't see all the work that goes into it. But it's so cool being able to see efforts being really appreciated to see. Because it is a lot of work, and it's nice to see that it's getting some more appreciation. So aside from that, one other thing I really want to touch on is just kind of the technology that we're starting to see that is able to help facility managers get some of these efforts off the ground, whether it's, you know, organizing cleaning schedules, whether it's a way for, you know, going more back to hospitals, like for patients to be able to request cleaning staff to come and help out if there's something that happens. So I would love to hear your perspective on some of the latest technological advancements that you're seeing, in particular when it comes to in hospital or hospitality environments.
All right. So I think one of the biggest things that you're going to begin to really see on the hotel side is the air purification systems. I think that is going to take off here in the U.S. In the coming year or so. I do know you have some air purification systems that are out there, but to put it into a hotel would be, especially an existing structure, may be a little bit more complicated than the newer structures. So I think they're beginning now to look at avenues of how they can get that into structure that are already built. Obviously, the HEPA filter side of it is going to continue to advance. I mean, there's advancements there on the healthcare side as well as within hotels. I think the frequency, you're going to start to see more frequency. Instead of maybe changing the filters once a quarter, they may move to changing those once a month. Obviously, that's going to take some time. Ultraviolet technology to enhance the cleaning that already happens are now being included in pre-build of new facilities so that it is readily available for use and is part of the cleaning process. In the OR surgical areas, post-cleaning use is used as an additional layer of protection. However, the ultraviolet light technology that's more of a robot, but again, now they have it where it's being built directly into the OR itself as part of the cleaning process. You're going to continue to see electrostatic sprayers being used not only in healthcare, but in hotels. This gives them the ability to disinfect and sanitize larger areas of space that may have been harder for them to do earlier. So that's going to continue to, I believe, will continue to be huge as we move forward. What else can I think of? Additional air quality sensors and software that will help to detect possible abnormalities and threats to the environment so that the threat can be eliminated early. Many facilities have continued to increase frequency of rounding introduced by the pandemic to allow them to maintain more of a heightened focus. So I do think that the schedules will also continue to be adjusted. They'll begin to really round more. From a technological side, those would be the things that I think you're going to see more and more of over the next year or two to help ensure that they're keeping their spaces clean, safe, and wholesome to patient care or to guest visiting.
I'm curious, would you be able to explain a little bit more about an electrostatic sprayer? It's actually something I'm not too familiar with.
Okay, so electrostatic sprayers came into play a couple of years ago. I mean, they've been around for a while. but they're used to disinfect areas. It gives you an opportunity to use them to, how can I say, the machines or the sprayers are designed. They're designed more to coat surfaces like desktops, the walls, with the sanitizer or disinfectant to achieve more of a complete clean. So with the spray itself, obviously it's going to, it covers a larger portion of space than you would just normally wiping. So that's essentially what they do. They have obviously there are different types on the market that you can purchase.
No, that's perfect. Thank you for kind of going into that a little bit more. I think that's super interesting. I have heard about the ultraviolet lighting, and air quality sensors are so big. And one of the things that, you know, I'm relatively new to this industry, but I've been learning more and more that HVAC systems really aren't on their own equipped to handle a lot of the indoor air quality needs, especially in spaces like hospitals. That require just more frequent air exchanges. So it's been very interesting, and I'm curious. Just thinking about, I've heard about this and I've seen it occasionally, but are you seeing more hotels with? There are some technology or there are some devices that enable people to see both the temperature in the room, but then also the air quality. Like within a space, are you seeing that more? I've actually stayed at Airbnbs and I've seen it occasionally, and you know, once or twice at a hotel. But I'm curious if this is something that you're seeing more, that the actual air quality is more visible to guests or visitors in spaces such as these.
I have not. I know the technology is coming into play. You know, and it's going to be interesting to see exactly how that unfolds, because I mean, a lot of the higher end hotels, you know, when a guest checks in, they can regulate the temperature upon they can regulate the temperature from the check-in point. So, you know, you check in, the room is at 72 degrees, but you may get into the space and say, oh, I don't like 72. I want it to be 69. So then obviously at that point you take control over the actual temperature itself. So I've actually seen that type of technology, but the other I have not yet, where they can actually tell what the air quality is in the room. So it'll be interesting to see that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it'll be exciting to see what technology comes next. You know, Michael, it has been great talking with you. You know, I really just kind of want to close out by asking if there's anything we haven't really talked about when it comes to the health and safety of, you know, hotels and hospitality spaces in terms of air quality or cleaning. You know, is there anything you'd like to discuss that we haven't already?
I think I would just say that, you know, cleaning, healthcare, and hospitality is the facility's responsibility as they usher in patients or consumers that come into this space. What we must also understand is that it is also the patients, the families, and the consumers' responsibility to have a little bit of awareness. Be vigilant and knowledgeable of what they can do to keep their spaces clean. So some examples of this would be just keeping the area clean. You know, I think sometimes when we're traveling, I do think that we don't think about the level of how the room is kept. Will how it can assist the housekeeper. So, you know, that would be something that I hope that as we continue to move forward, that, you know, as consumers and things that, that we think about, just to clean up a little bit behind yourself does make a difference. But that's kind of my closeout piece, but I'm happy to answer any additional questions that you may have.
I think that's wonderful. I think that's a great closeout piece. I'm trying to think of a quote that relates to it, like leave a space better than when you left it, or try to, you know, keep things as clean as possible. You know, just to help everybody out in the basic respect for spaces. That's always critical. But, you know, Michael, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you for taking some time today to discuss this with us.
Well, thank you. I've had a pleasure chatting with you today, and I look forward to speaking with you again sometime in the future.
Yes, we do as well. And special thank you to ISSA for sponsoring this episode. Stay tuned for the next episode of the Facility Executive Podcast.